Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, January 24th, 2020. The wave of normal influenza in Germany has begun, and hundreds of people have fallen ill in Berlin. As the State Office for Health and Social Affairs, or LAGESO, reported on Wednesday, in the past week alone, 236 cases of influenza were counted in the capital. The week before, 173, and a total of 712 influenza reports have been recorded since the start of the season last autumn. In relation to the number of inhabitants, Spandau, Pankow, and Mitte have so far been particularly affected. According to estimates by the Robert Koch Institute, or RKI, 5 to 20% of the population is infected during flu outbreaks. Therefore, for example, 9 million people nationwide went to the doctor for influenza during the severe flu epidemic 2 winters ago. True flu, triggered by the influenza virus, begins suddenly. Typical symptoms include fever, cough, sore throat, cold and aching limbs, and headaches, as well as a general feeling of illness. Complications are also possible, such as pneumonia. Now, as far as the coronavirus is concerned, per reporting in the Berliner Morgenpost, coronaviruses cause a wide variety of ailments, particularly in animals, such as respiratory or digestive tract diseases. But humans also serve as hosts for the pathogens. Professor Christian Drosten from the Institute of Virology at Berlin Charité remarked, quote, "Every adult has had contact with coronaviruses, which cause colds, for example." At the end of December, the World Health Organization, or WHO, office in China informed the public of the occurrence of a mysterious lung disease of unknown cause in the central Chinese city of Wuhan. According to the WHO, those infected have respiratory problems, fever, cough, and suffer from shortness of breath. Several deaths have been reported due to this virus. Now, there's a general concern on the street, per se, over a potential outbreak happening in Berlin due to the number of international travelers in and out of the city. There are no reported cases in Berlin at the moment. And in the event of an epidemic, there are several existing processes in Berlin. Daniel Tolksdorf, spokesman for the Berlin-Brandenburg Airport Authority, stated, quote, "As a major commercial airport, of course we are prepared for all cases of suspected epidemics, just as our airport fire department is prepared for an emergency landing at every second." According to Stefan Palacek, head of the medical service of the Berlin Fire Department, it is unlikely that an infected person will turn up at one of the Berlin airports, stating, quote, "There is no direct connection to the affected areas. He would rather expect reports from medical practices." However, according to Medical Director Palacek, he believes the coronavirus is generally not dangerous for Berlin, and added that, quote, "Not everyone who arrives from China with a head cold is a suspect case." Also, to avoid agitation, he stated it is important to clarify early on whether an infection is present or not, adding, quote, "We would first find out on the spot where the patient was and precisely what he or she is suffering from. Specifically, the symptoms, the incubation period, and the travel route would be investigated." In a press release, Charité Hospital announced that they are well prepared for such a situation and that suspected cases can be clarified diagnostically in a very short time. If infection is detected, the patient is isolated. The Charité is also warning the public that while individual cases cannot be ruled out in Berlin, quote, "Based on the current spread of the coronavirus in China, a major outbreak of the infection here in Germany is not expected at this time." In other words, don't freak out, Berlin. The entire BValgi bus network is now available on an online map, which is free of charge and shows the entire bus route network in the ABC tariff zone. Years ago, the BValgi graphically illustrated the course of the bus lines in the inner city area, only covering Theodor-Heuss-Platz in the west to Ostkreuz in the east. This new map covers the whole city and its surrounding areas, from Henningsdorf in the northwest to Schmuckwitz in the southeast. According to the BVLGi, there are 156 day and 63 night lines in Berlin. They stop at 6,516 stops. In 2018, 455 million people boarded 1,440 buses. The map can be found in a PDF by following the original article link in our show notes. Climate activists of the Extinction Rebellion movement have announced new protests in Berlin. Blockades in the capital are planned starting May 4th. The actions are to be directed, for example, against the federal government, ministries, offices of lobbyists, and corporate headquarters, as they are preventing, quote, climate protection that is vital for survival. In Berlin, several thousand people had participated in an action week of Extinction Rebellion at the beginning of October. The group's strategies include actions of civil disobedience, such as flash mobs, bicycle demonstrations, and bridge and road blockades. The Berlin-Brandenburg Airport Authority is looking for 20,000 volunteers for test operations at BER. Per reports from authorities, there is still a lot to be done before the planned opening in October. Among other things, the operating procedures must be tested. The start of registration for testers is planned for the coming week. Prior to that, airport boss Engelbert Lütke-Doltrup will present next Monday how the trial operation will be organized and how the registration will take place. Berlin Briefing will have more on this process as details emerge. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.